Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talking Steelers Football. I'm Bob Labriola, joined as always by Mike Pursuta of the DVE Morning Show. Today is Tomlin Tuesday, as we call it on Steelers.com Live. A couple of moves were announced before the start of the Mike Tomlin news conference. As expected, the Steelers placed Levi Brown and David Johnson on IR. They have signed Richard Gordon, a tight end. You can know you never have enough tight ends. You did learn that, right? I taught you that.
Oh, I knew that before you did.
And Isaiah Green was brought up from the practice squad once again. Isaiah Green on that yo-yo, back and forth, back and forth.
By the way, we had the Batman movie at Heinz Field.
Yes.
So does Gordon immediately become
the commissioner?
Commissioner Gordon or the commissioner?
I'll present that to the nickname committee.
Kind of just like the Jets game, it kind of feels right, doesn't it?
Kind of feels right. A couple other things, little housekeeping to come out of the Mike Tomlin news conference. Lamar Woodley has a little inflammation in his knee. Brett Kiesel, his injury rather than a rib, which is how it was described during the game, it's more of a muscular thing in his abdomen. Tomlin said that both of those guys are expected to be limited early in the week, meaning practice. He believes that both of them will be okay for the game. Marcus Wheaton is out again with that, having had surgery on his pinky finger. And they're going to start the clock on Sean Spence. Sean Spence is on active PUP. The Steelers will take him off active PUP and start the clock on him. That they do not have to create a roster spot for him to start this practicing. They have 2 or 3 weeks, I think it is, and then they have to make a decision. 3 weeks. Then they have to make a decision. They either put him on the active roster, they can put him on IR, or they can cut him. I don't think cutting him is an option. But Sean Spence, the road back for him is taking a significant step. And, I usually don't get too involved with these guys on a personal level because they come and go so much that, it's really kind of difficult. But this is a guy I can honestly say I'm rooting for. I just hope it all works out for him, at least that he has a chance to show whether he can play in this league or not. And the way I looked at him before he got hurt, he could play in this league.
Yeah, last time I saw him at Heinz Field when he was actually participating was during a practice.
That last OTA at Heinz Field that one year.
And he made an unbelievable interception.
Yes.
And looks were being exchanged and low-level conversations were being muttered. Did you see that? Holy cow, look at that. He was on the way to being a special guy right out of the
shoot. I think he would have been a starter. Larry Foote's job would have gone to Sean Spence probably before the end of that season. And I think a lot of issues that the Steelers might be having at inside linebacker now would not be issues that they would be having at inside linebacker now. I happen to be standing on that very play next to Al Everest, then the special teams coach. And I said to him, right after that, I said, "Wow, Al, looks like you got yourself a winner there for teams." He said, "He keeps doing that stuff. He'll be starting by Halloween, and then I won't have him then either." So, there was a lot of hope for him. So, moving on. No ping pong or pool still, I think. We settled that, did we not, in the press conference?
I'm at a loss to recall what he said in the press conference, but Lawrence Timmons – on his weekly radio show, Chalk Talk, with our cohort Craig Wolfley. You can hear that every Monday night on 102.5 DVE.
That's the flagship of the Steelers Radio Network, isn't it?
It would be. Lawrence Timmons said that it's his belief that that stuff is done till, as Lawrence put it, February.
Well, and the other thing that is done,
I found it interesting, he said, he was referencing it's done till the end of the season, and he said it's done till February. He didn't say
the end of the season. Right. Well, because they play that last game in February. I like that, he's thinking that way. I, however, am not at this particular moment in time.
Well, he needs to be thinking that way. No matter what we think.
Right. He needs
to be thinking that way.
Another thing we learned, Mike Tomlin has informed the troops there will be no more somersaulting into the end zone. Antonio Brown did it. Emmanuel Sanders did it. When asked why, he said there's the possibility of injury.
You know, when you hear this stuff, Lab, or at least when I hear this stuff, I understand why Vince Lombardi held up the pigskin and said, gentlemen, this is a football, at the start of one of his training camps. Or why, in a less ridiculous reference, why Chuck Knoll would start every training camp with the progressions of the one-on-one block. Some things you think they should know by now, but they prove to you invariably that they do not.
So, John Wooden, teach them how to put on their socks.
Yeah.
Start of every season.
You know, I get that it's a game of emotion and you have to be wired a certain way to play it, but Emmanuel Sanders, let's just stick with him for a second. He's too excitable, in my opinion, and he reacts too violently one way or another with his emotions for his own good. The touchdown celebration, I think, is an example of that, and it's clearly drawn a response from the coaching staff. There were two other instances this year, Labs. He missed a block in the Chicago game and got one of the running backs lit up. I think it was Felix Jones. And Jones fumbled. And Emmanuel Sanders was so upset with himself when he missed the block, he reacted in a negative, and he spun and did like a 360 in play. Oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. The play was still going on.
Right, get on the ball.
And he did Minnesota when he had that little miscommunication with Ben Roethlisberger, and it ended up being a Vikings interception. Again, he reacted immediately after the ball went past him. The Vikings had the ball, and he's not making the tackle. If that stuff is preventing you from playing the game to the echo of the whistle, you got to reevaluate. So maybe this will help him do that.
Anything else you take out of the news conference?
I kind of liked two things. He was talking about preparing for the Ravens and how that's a challenge. It's, in my opinion, very similar that way to preparing for the Jets defensively. That is also a challenge. And a lot of the players talked about the Steelers having a good feel for what they were supposed to do and understanding and communicating well and being well prepared throughout the course of the week. So I think they reaffirmed that they're good at that. And going into the Ravens game, that helps. And Mike Tomlin also said, I'm going to paraphrase here, I forget exactly how he put it, but something along the lines of, the preparation is still mostly about us. Our A game should be good enough. I think they reaffirmed that. They didn't play their A game against the Jets, but it was a lot closer than what we've seen this season. These are starting to remind me of the way things used to be around here when you hear stuff like that, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, it's curious to me, you know, where this team goes now. I mean, I really am interested in this week and then the game Sunday, obviously, as the climax to it. But, you know, we're going to find out a lot about these guys, whether they believe, you know, that it's, we won, we're fine, or, you know, we got one, now let's, you know, continue working to build upon these things. I really think that the team's level of maturity is going to be revealed by how, you know, the rest of this week unfolds and then, you know, how they play and respond to different things against the Ravens. You know, one of the things we talked about yesterday was what I liked about the game was how during the ebb and flow, guys who made mistakes then came back and made plays. That has to happen all the time. I mean, that's not a one-week thing. So, because, you know, I would imagine Kelvin Beachum's going to get beat again because, especially against the Ravens, they're pretty good. And getting beat isn't necessarily a disaster. It's what you do on the other 60 snaps, you know, that's going to define it. So, again, this week to me is a big one for this team. Not that I'm really breaking any news there.
No, but I don't think it's a bad point to continue to emphasize. They all count one, as George Perlis told me a long time ago, in a place far and away known as East Lansing, Michigan. But this, you have a chance here to win a conference game, win a division game, and tie the Ravens in the loss column in the standings. And you don't get that chance every week.
Well, and one of the things that the team has been kind of holding as – you know, a ray of optimism is we got five division games left. If we win all our division games, this is not only a division game, it's a home division game. Yeah. You cannot lose in that situation. That'll do it for this edition of Talking Steelers Football. For Mike Pursuta, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.